Hi, it's Jonathan with your hamstring routine, and I would probably warm up a little bit before you start this, some sun salutes or basic stretching to get going. And we'll start at the front of the mat. And just to go through standing a little bit, take the thighs back, soften the backs of the knees, take the front ribs down, soften the belly, soften the throat, and lengthen the back of the neck up. And what you would like to feel is that the length at the back of the neck softens the front, lengthening up from behind, softens the throat, the belly, the thighs are allowed to go back. Starting from that standing position, if the feet are 2 inches apart, they're always going to be 2 inches apart and 3 inches apart, etc. Step your right foot back about 3 feet and lower the right knee towards the ground. It doesn't have to touch, but it should. And then step back up to a standing position. 3 feet back with the left foot, placing the knee down. It doesn't have to touch, but it could or should, and stand back up to a standing position. Step the right knee back and down again, and pull yourself back up to a standing position. You're trying to maintain a straight, solid spine and trunk. Step the left knee back, step forward. We'll do one more. Step the right knee back, step forward, step the left knee back, step forward. You could do sets of five, you could do sets of 10. We're going to do sets of three for everything on this tape. Now we're going to do extended side angles. Separate your feet wide apart on your mat, about 4 feet apart if possible. Point the right foot, turn the left toes in. You're going to bend the right knee and bring the right hand alongside the right ankle with the left arm up and over the ear, though the right hand could be on a block. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Strong in the core, deep in the groins, and you're going to slip the right arm forward parallel to the left arm. And in an ideal world, nothing changes in the legs and the trunk. You solidify when the arm comes up. Place the hand down, come back up to a standing position, and turn the feet. Point the left foot, turn the right foot in, bend the left knee, put the left hand alongside the left ankle with the right arm up and over the ear, deep in the groins, set the core. And slip that left arm forward alongside the right, and ideally, everything stabilizes to let that happen. Come back up to stand, switch the position of the feet, and point the right foot again, turning the left toes in. You can make your stance a little shorter, not quite as wide if you like. I work pretty much the same width. And now we're going to come to triangle pose with both legs straight, come over to the right leg. The right hand again comes down onto the floor or onto a block. This is much harder than the extended angle variation because the legs are straight. With both legs straight, deep in the groins, pull in the belly, and effortlessly slip the right arm alongside the left. Ideally, nothing changes. Maybe even getting a little rotation at the end. Make sure not to hyperextend the knees. Place the hand down, come on back up. Switch the position of the feet. Left foot points, the right foot turns in. Left hand down, right arm up and over the ear. Deep in the groin, set the core and slip that left arm forward alongside the right. Hopefully stabilizing, and then maybe rotate a little bit in the trunk at the end. Place the hand down. Come on back up to stand. Okay, the next thing we can start in down dog or on hands and knees. This next pose, which is low lunge extension, we can start at hands and knees or in downward dog. But either way, I'll teach it from downward dog. From down dog, step your right foot forward, keep the back knee up off the ground, and come onto the fingertips. And like with everything, you can use a block if you want. Square your hips, and that's really the key thing. The odds are you're going to probably have to pull over to the left a little bit to find square, solidify everything as best you can, and take the fingers 1 inch off the floor and see what happens to the pelvis, to the core, to the trunk. Lower the hands, and you can take the hands up again just to feel that. You would like stability to happen when the hands come up. Nothing should really change. Step back, downward facing dog. Do the same thing on the left side. Step the left foot forward. So you're in a low lunge with the fingertips on the floor or on a block. Square the hips, solidify the core, take the fingers 1 inch up off the floor. Fingers down, you can do that a second time. step back, downward facing dog. You can just work this piece of the exercise because it's really about taking the hands off the floor to get the pelvis and core to stabilize. But now we'll add on. So step the right foot forward, right knee bent over the ankle, take the fingers 1 inch off the floor. And if you're still feeling good and you want to move on, you reach the arms forward alongside the ears, trying not to lift the trunk to do it, and definitely not to lift the front ribs. Keep the front knee bent over the ankle and step back. Hands and knees are downward dog. Step the left foot forward for the variation on the second side. So come onto the fingertips, take the fingers 1 inch off the floor, and extend the arms forward alongside the ears without lifting the trunk or the front ribs, trying to keep long in the back. Step back, down dog, or hands and knees. Step the right foot forward. Same setup. Come onto the fingertips on block or on the floor. Take the fingers 1 inch off the floor. If you're moving on, extend the arms alongside the ears. And then finally, straighten the right leg by half. Straighten the right leg about halfway. And you should really kick in everything, hamstrings, butt, lower back, depending upon what you need. If you want to work even more here, keep the ribs down, but bring the wrists higher and closer to each other. Step back. Second side, step the left foot forward, set up the same way. Starting in the low lunge, take the fingers off the floor. If you're moving on, extend the arms forward. If you're moving on, straighten the left leg about halfway. Step back, downward facing dog. Now we're going to work on warrior three with and without blocks. We'll start with blocks. Stand 2 blocks up at the front of your mat and step back so that you can bow forward with a flat back to bring your hands to the block. So they can be high, middle, low, or maybe you don't even need the block. So that you'll figure out when you come forward in a flat back. Start with the hands on the blocks. Take the right leg up behind you. Try to get the right heel to the height of the right sit bone. Lower the right leg. Lift the right leg. Lower the right leg. One more, lift the right leg, trying to get that hip to stay down as the leg lifts up. And lower the right leg. Extend the left leg up behind you. Turn the left hip down. Lower the left leg. Again, you're trying to keep the left hip turned down as you lift the left leg up behind you, trying to get the sit bone to the height of the heel. And lower that left leg. Last one, left leg up. And lower that left leg. Come up to stand in between if you'd like. Bow forward again, hands on the blocks. Same thing, right leg up behind you, trying to get the right heel to the height of the sit bone. Turn the right hip down and now bend the left knee about 3 or 4 inches. Straighten the left leg. Press through the inner foot, bend the knee, straighten. One more time, bend and straighten. Lower the right leg. Lift the left leg up behind you. Turn the left hip down with the left heel at the height of the sit bone. Bend the right knee and straighten. Bend the knee and straighten, and one more time, bend that knee and straighten the leg. Now we're going to do the same thing without the use of the blocks, and if you're not ready to get rid of the blocks, use the blocks again. You can do this a second time with the blocks, or you can just move on to the next exercise. Again, you don't need blocks if you can do a flat back. So standing at the front of the mat, bring your hands to your hips. And we're just going to tilt into warrior three, lifting the right leg up behind you and lowering the trunk, trying to get the trunk level to the floor and the right leg level to the floor, hands on the hips. The work here is to drop the right hip as the right leg lowers down. And then come on back up. Switch legs. Hands on the hips, tilt forward, left leg coming up behind you. And lower down. Now we're going to try the same thing with the bending of the knee. And my hand variation for this, and very often in Warrior 3, is interlacing my fingers behind the back. You can Have the hands by your sides, hands on your hips, arms forward, fingers interlaced behind the back, whatever you prefer. Come into Warrior Three again. This is just the simplest way, lifting the right leg up and tilting the body forward, trying to bring the trunk and leg level to the floor. And then if you can, pick your hand variation, bend the left knee, straighten the left leg. Bend the left knee, straighten the left leg. One more time, bend that left knee and straighten the left leg. Come on up to stand. Second side, left leg up behind you. Pick your hand variation, bend the right knee, straighten the right leg. Bend the right knee, straighten the right leg. Bend the right knee and straighten the right leg. Come on up to stand. You're gonna come onto hands and knees and feel free to put a blanket under your knees. These are called bird dogs. Take the right arm forward and the left leg back. The right arm wants to be at the height of the ear, arm straight. Left leg is trying to come up, heel to the height of the sit bone. Turn the left hip down. Lower down. Left arm, right leg. Arm and leg would like to be at a relative height. They would like to be level to the floor. And release. First side again, right arm, left leg. And this time, bend the left foot up to the ceiling, trying to get the left heel without the hand first to get him to come as close to the sit bone as possible. Then reach the left hand behind you, take hold of the left foot, and you're going to pull and push at the same time. You're going to work that hamstring, pulling it towards the heel and pushing it away equally. And release, and switch sides. Left arm, right leg. Trying to establish level and solid core first, then bend the right leg behind you. First, try to take the heel towards the butt as best you can without the help of the hand. Then reach the hand behind you, take hold of the foot, and creating equal pressure, pulling and pulling, pushing and pulling, work that foot towards the butt, and release. Come on up to stand for a one-legged forward squat. This is a tracking exercise that you want to be very particular that the knee of the bending leg stays aligned over the ankle and the knee of the foot that's off the floor, the ankle and the knee stay in one line and the leg doesn't fly side to side. So start standing, thighs back, ribs down. Lift the left foot up off the floor. Try to bring the shin parallel to the floor, relatively so. Bend the right knee and see if you can touch the fingertips of the right hand to the floor, then press through the inside of the right foot to come back up straight to stand. Bend the knee. You don't have to get all the way to the floor. You can put a block to touch a block. Touch, stand back up through the inner foot. Bend the right knee. See how low you get. Press the inner foot down to straighten back up, and we'll switch feet. Again, you could do longer sets. I usually do 5 or 10. With the left foot grounded, lift the right foot up behind you. That right ankle and knee want to be in line. And bend the knee, touch the fingers to the floor or to a block, or they can hover and press through the inner foot to stretch the leg straight. Bend the knee, touch maybe, press through the inner foot to stretch the leg straight. And one more time, bend the knee. And press through the inner foot to stand up straight. Again, that's a tracking exercise that really works the hamstrings and glutes. Come now down to a forward bend with the feet parallel and the feet relatively close together. Start this pose by taking hold of opposite elbows. Take hold of opposite elbows. Stay in the forward bend. Establish a right angle with the foot and shin, and then lift the hips up as high as you can without taking the calves back. That should activate the hamstrings a bunch. Now lift the elbows higher up, holding onto the elbows. Try to take the arm bones over the ears, which should activate the shoulders and the back a little. If you want to move on from there, you're going to lengthen towards a flat back. And if the legs do not change, your legs are going to start working a lot when you hit that flat back or even get close to it. If all is going well, you keep the legs from moving, you keep the ribs moving away from the arms moving away from the ribs. Come all the way up to stand this way. Don't let the thighs move forward at the top. Keep the ribs down and the arms up. And release. Now we're going to do a series of bridge exercises. Come on to bridge on the floor on your mat. Bend the knees, place the feet flat to the floor. Have the ankles as close under the heels as possible. Put a block between the thighs. Lift the hips without gripping your butt because you're keeping connected to the inner thighs and the inner foot, and lower down. You're going to lift and lower. We'll do 10 up and down. Keep grounding to the inner foot. You're going to do these on your own. Lift and lower. Keep the groins deep. You're not tucking the pelvis at the top. You're not gripping your butt to get there. Just lift and lower. Moving on from here, you're going to stay in the bridge, except take your right leg straight up in the air. Lift the right leg straight up. And now, with the sole of the right foot is ideally facing the ceiling, lift the hips, one-legged bridge. Lower the hips. Lift the hips. Lower the hips. Lift the hips. Lower the hips. Switch sides. Left leg up. Lift the hips. Lower the hips. Stay grounded to the inner foot. Lift the hips. Lower the hips. Lift the hips. Lower the hips. Lift the hips. And lower the hips. That's a set of five, and you can do as many or as few as you like. I usually do a set of 10. Here's a bridge variation. Lift the hips up into bridge. And then all you want to do is extend the right leg so that the shin elevates, but the thighs stay parallel. So the right leg is at about 45 degrees. And you want to maintain the core and the height of the pelvis when you do that. Bend the right knee, lower down. Come back up into your bridge. Extend the left leg. So the thighs are parallel, the leg is extended, and no change in the core and the pelvis if you can help it. And lower down. We'll do one more without stopping in between. Lift the hips. Extend the right leg. Lower the right foot. Extend the left foot. Lower the left foot, lower down. Okay, now we're going to move over to the wall to do the similar shapes at the wall. So we're going to do a two-legged wall bridge. Bring your mat to the wall and set up at the wall with your butt on the floor about a foot and a half away from the wall, you know, shins distance, and then bring your feet up the wall. They'll be about, you know, thigh distance, about 2 feet up the wall, feet flat to the floor. Press the inner foot, feet parallel, thighs parallel. Press the inner foot into the wall and lift the hips into a bridge and lower down. Again, you're going to count yourself through a set of 10 and don't grip the butt. You don't need to go too high, just lifting up and lowering down. Now moving on to a one-leg wall bridge. So similar to what we were doing on the floor. Now start by lifting the right leg up. I'll talk you through five. Again, you can do 10. Press the inner left foot into the wall and lift the hips, trying to keep the right foot straight up, foot flexed to the ceiling. Lower down. Lift up. Lower down. Lift up. Lower down. Lift up. And lower down. You have a number of arm positions. If you want to work hardest, bring your arms into a cactus. Left leg comes up. Lift the hips. Lower down. Use the inner foot to get off the wall. Lift the hips. Lower down. Lift the hips. Lower down. Lift the hips. Lower down. And lift the hips. And lower down. Coming off the wall now, we're going to set up a blanket directly in front of your mat. So the blanket is on the floor and your butt is on the mat right at the very front edge. Put a block between the thighs. Feet on the blanket. Lift the hips. Squeeze the block. Stay grounded to the inner foot. And you're just trying to hold here. Inner thighs working into the block, abdominals working, and the hamstrings and butt working towards the feet. They're moving forward towards the feet. And if you work your feet isometrically, so in other words, think you're pulling your feet back towards your hips, even though nothing moves, you should feel the hamstrings and glutes engage really well, gluteus maximus. Lower down. This variation starts working this in a much more intense way. There's two variations, and this one is easier than the next. Feet on the blanket, block between the thighs, lift the hips. Now, pushing the feet, slide the blanket forward about a foot and a half. So the pelvis is going to be pretty low. Slide the feet forward about a foot and a half, so you're 18 inches away, and then pull back only 3 inches. And then go forward that 3 inches, and then pull back 3 inches. So you're not pulling all the way back into the bridge. You're going 18 inches forward and pulling back to 15 and going to 18 and pulling to 15. Try to do that a number of times. The lower the pelvis is, the easier the action is. And then lower down. That might be easy. If that's easy, you move on to the next variation. If it's not easy, you might be working on that a while. This next variation is way more difficult. Now you're going to bring your heels as close to the mat as possible on the blanket. So your butt is right up against the edge of the mat. Feet on the blanket. Lift to the bridge. And this time, you're just pushing the feet forward 3 inches. Just forward 3 inches. And then pull back 3 inches. Forward 3 inches. Pull back 3 inches. This might not be doable at all. Be really careful as you work your hamstrings this way. It can be pretty extreme work. And then lower down. Extend the legs out in front of you. Bring the hands behind you. Fingers point forward. Purvottanasana. Bring the feet together. Point the feet. Roll the ankles in. Roll the inner thighs in. And do your best to lift your hips up, extending the legs and pointing the toes to the floor. This can be extreme calf work, but it's also really great hamstring work. Lower down. Lift back up. Purvottanasana. As you lift up, the inner foot rolls in, the inner thigh rolls down, the neck lengthens, and lower down. Now we're going to come roll over onto your stomach, and you can do this flat on the floor, or you can do it with a blanket under your hips to give you a little more access. Hands by your sides. You can have your hands in a push-up position. You can have the hands by the sides. The arms can help a little bit. Legs together, feet together, heels slightly apart. Lift the legs up behind you off of the floor. Lower down. Lift the legs. Lower down. Lift the legs. And lower down. You could also do the same exercise working one leg at a time. Now we'll do a variation with the knees wide out to the side. So pull the knees out to the side with or without a blanket again. And now both legs up at the same time. And lower down. Knees wide. Feet pointing up towards the ceiling. Both legs up. And lower down. Both legs up. And lower down. Nice. Right leg up. Lower down. Right leg up. Lower down. Right leg up. Lower down. Left leg up. Lower down. Left leg up. Lower down. Left leg up. And lower down. Come on up to stand with your feet mat width apart. And we're going to squat, and we're going to squat with eccentric and concentric contractions, which means you're going to basically engage your pelvic floor gently the entire time. You want to squat it's a weird image, but backwards. You want your knees to come forward as little as possible and your trunk to be as upright as possible. Start to, so tone the pelvic floor a little bit and start to lower to a squat and lift back up. You don't have to go all the way down. Lower down, lift back up, lower down, and lift back up. You could do many of those. You can do a set of five, you can do a set of 10. And those are really, really great for building pelvic floor tone. Okay, this next exercise can be done. I do it here with four blocks. It can be done with weights. And it can be a real powerhouse hamstring exercise. You're going to stand with four blocks on the floor in front of you, and the right foot forward and the left foot back turned out, both feet flat to the floor. You want to be able to come forward at a flat back, and so maybe you need to have something higher. But if you can, bow forward to a flat back and reach for one of the four blocks, hold it out in front of you, and come up to stand. Lower down and lift back up. Lower down, all trying to maintain a flat back and straight leg, so you can grab hold of the second block. Lift up, lower down. Lift up, lower down. See if you want to take the third block, squeezing the three blocks together. Lift up, lower down, lift up, lower down. Three blocks, lift up, lower down, lift up, lower down, four blocks, lift up, squeeze in, lower down, straight leg, straight back, lift up, lower down, come on up to stand, switch legs, right leg back, left leg forward, flat back, square the hips, lower down, one block, come on up, arms extended, lower down, come up, lower down, grab the second block, lift up, lower down, lift up, lower down with a flat back, grab the third block if you're moving on, lift up, lower down, lift up, lower down, grab the fourth block, lift up, lower down, lift up, and lower down. So that exercise is made more difficult by the weight of the blocks or the weights or whatever you're using, and you get to pick how heavy an object you work with. You can really do it with anything. That's a really great hamstring strengthening exercise. And we are now going to finish with a forward bend and down dog on a blanket. Start in a forward bend with your feet on a blanket, and you want to move your spine in as close to your down dog as position as possible, and slowly start sliding the feet backwards towards down dog from the forward bend, and slide an inch and stop, slide an inch and stop, slide an inch and stop, slide an inch and stop. And now you should reach a point where you can no longer stop, and it's going to get harder and harder to pull the legs and stop them from sliding backwards. That's the spot you're actually trying to find, because that's where the work really kicks in. Feel free to do that a couple of times. And thanks so much for listening to this routine. Have a great day.